Hello there. How are you?
Just fine, thank you.
I am an Air Force pilot.
Yes, sir.
I saw something last night that I cannot explain. I was talking to Oakland Center, and they gave me your number, so here I am talking to you.
Okay, we'd like to hear about it.
Okay, what do you need to know?
Full description of what you saw.
Okay, I was in a C-141.
Uh-huh.
At 37,000 feet, we were coming from Travis Air Force Base down to Norton. And we were going to Linden. Let's see, it was between the Linden VR and the Fresno VR.
Okay.
And at first it appeared as traffic off to my 9 o'clock. And it looked like, it didn't look like standard position lights for an aircraft. It looked like two yellow lights of some kind. So I called up, and they looked close. So I called them up and asked them if I had traffic out there. They said I had a PSA jet going south and a Navy A-4 going east. Well, PSA usually goes faster than us, and we weren't losing any ground to it. And the A-4 would have been going away from us, and it would have gotten, you know, smaller or dimmer or whatever.
Yes.
The intensity didn't change, and the object seemed to remain stationary to our position. Sometimes it looked like two yellow lights, and then sometimes it kind of came together as one. And the intensity changed, but not with regularity. Sometimes it would be dimmer than others. Sometimes, you know, bright.
Right.
We hit Fresno and then made a right turn coming down towards Bakersfield. And as soon as we made that turn, it disappeared. Now, it seemed to me once that it came straight up further into the sky and then back down. Now, I was the only one that saw that. The rest of the crew saw the lights, and opinion was divided between whether or not it was something on the ground or something low to the horizon. Now, the way I feel about it, it was to be that close to the horizon, it would have had to have been far in the distance on the ground. I can't see how it would have been that bright. I asked Center if there were any kind of fires out there or something like that. He said not to his knowledge.
Okay.
So,
what time did you spot that?
It was between 7:15 and 7:30 Pacific time last night.
Okay. Any estimate of distance from you?
Boy, you know, that's... My first estimate was, say, 20 miles.
Uh-huh.
But not knowing... you know, that was just going on intensity with what I know that I'm... You know, judging with position lights and things like that. But, you know, if it was really bright, then it could have been God knows how far away. And I'm a lousy judge of distance anyway. But, you know, not knowing size or you know, how bright the thing was close up, it's hard for me to say. But it didn't seem like it could be anything on the ground because I don't know what line of sight is from 37,000.
Right.
But it looked way too bright to be that far out and on the ground. It looked like something that was on, you know, close to the horizon from our perspective, but not exactly on the ground. Now, as we approached Fresno, it very slowly started to fall behind us. But then as soon as we made that turn, it was gone altogether.
Did you actually see it disappear, or did you just lose sight of it?
Well, I was flying the airplane. I was watching it. We made the turn, I looked back, and it was gone.
Gone, okay.
And that was the space of just several seconds.
Okay, any problems with radio communication?
No.
Instrumentation?
Not caused by that, because we've had problems, it had problems all the way back, so
okay.
Nothing related to that, no.
Okay. But how long do you feel you watched it?
About, between 20 and 25 minutes.
Okay.
Have you received any other thing like this from last night?
No, the only thing we got out of California last night was a object seen on the ground in the neighborhood of Walnut Creek, which would be just a little east-northeast of the San Francisco Bay Area.
What was that described as?
A disc about 50 feet in diameter.
Well, we're not... You know, Walnut Creek is right around where Travis is.
Right.
And, I don't know. What, did they talk about any kind of lights on it or anything?
No, they didn't. They didn't spend too much time in the area. They kind of scared them, and they took off.
I don't blame them. I tell you, sitting there and having Center tell you there's no traffic out there is something that makes you want to go home and talk to your mother. But, it, like I said, it was sometimes it looked like two lights or two objects, and then they would merge. And they remained stationary, and then at the end, very gradually, it appeared as though it had fallen behind us a bit.
Now, when that appeared to merge, did the objects move together, or did the light just expand and then come together?
Oh, boy. Let's see. Well, the lights... See, that's the only objects that I saw were the lights.
Right.
The lights came together, but when they came together, the intensity or the size of those objects became larger. So it was like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. I think that's the best way I can describe it without confusing you.
Okay, very good. Could we get your name, sir?
Sure.
How many were aboard? Or how many saw that?
Oh, let's see. There was me, my co-pilot, both my engineers, my nav, my load. There was an ACM, so what are we talking? Seven people.
Seven.
Maybe eight. No. He had gotten off before. Seven people.
Okay. Did you all agree what you saw?
No.
Oh, okay.
The first thought was maybe that it was a star coming up, but it didn't rise. And my nav said that it was not a star. The guy that was just hitching a ride with us down here said that it looked like something on the ground.
Uh-huh.
At a great distance away. Well, that I couldn't buy because of the intensity of the light. If it was that far away and it was that bright to me, good Lord, if it was close, it would have lit up the whole sky. So, unless there was some mammoth forest fire out there or something. But like I said, I talked to Center, and he had no knowledge of anything like that out there.
You were flying due south when you first spotted that?
Just a minute. We came out of Travis, and we headed down to Linden, which is southeast.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's when we first spotted it.
Now, did you spot that dead ahead or to your left?
It was to our left.
Okay.
Then, as we... I may be leading you straight. Because I didn't question it until we were heading Linden south to Fresno. Let me look at my map here. Maybe jar my memory. If I can find out where the hell I was at. Okay, there's Fresno. Is Linden a town up there? Do you know?
Yes.
Okay, well, I find Fresno. There's Stockton. Okay, I think that, well, the first time that I questioned the controller about it, we had just turned south. Linden going to Fresno.
Okay.
Okay. And so I'd say that that's the first time that I noticed it. And if that's in fact the case, then it was at my 9 o'clock, 9 to 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And he mentioned the Navy and the PSA jets. And as I watched, neither one of those made sense.
Okay.
And he pulled up all other traffic and all other sectors out there and didn't have a thing.
How was your visibility range?
I was clear in a million.
Clear, okay. All right, sir. What was your rank?
Right now I'm a lieutenant for five more days.
Okay.
So I guess I'll give you that one.
Okay, well, we sure appreciate your making this report, and if we come up with any more information of activity in that area, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay, I'd appreciate that. Well, I'll hang on to your number, because, of course, I've only been flying for 7 years, and this is the first one I've seen, but God only knows. But, yeah, if you do, come up with some, idea on, verified other sightings or something like that, I'd really be interested.
Okay.
So if you could drop me a line or whatever, I'd appreciate it.
Now, you were talking to Oakland Center?
Oakland Center.
Okay, great.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. Bye.
Bye.